The short answer is I don't know. It's not because I can't think of possible reasons, it's just I don't know what the actual reason is because God doesn't say. What I do know is this, that he doesn't bring it about that everybody freely chooses to believe now. I know that. Why he does, I don't know for sure, but it might be because of the way free will works, depending on how you think that works, that God can't bring it about that everybody freely chooses to believe in Christ now. It might be that the only way that God can bring it about that everyone freely chooses to believe in Christ is that some people could only come that way through hell, maybe. Or it might be that even if those people who come to believe, I'm thinking on my feet now, come to believe in hell, it might be that could have chosen to believe not in hell, but if they had have done, that might have messed something up for someone else, and then they wouldn't have been, do you know what I mean? So God's just not thinking about individuals, he's got this whole system and how it all interconnects to think about. And it might be that God can't bring it about, for complicated reasons to do with free will, that everybody freely chooses to accept Christ now. Now, so some people say, well, why doesn't he just send everyone straight to hell and just cut out the bit now and just get straight to the point? But then again, it might be that God, well, apart from the fact that punishing people for sins they hadn't committed would be wrong, it might be that certain people would only choose to repent in hell because of the things that had happened before they went there and so on. So again, you know, we just... But why? I don't know, and I don't feel I have to know. I guess I just rest assured that even if God has a reason, I mean, it might be, if I was a real strong Calvinist, and some Calvinists are universalists, so if I was a universalist Calvinist, and I thought God could make anyone believe anything he wanted to any time, it might be that God has some purpose as to why he doesn't do that for everyone. And I have no idea what that would be, but then I have no idea as to why God allows suffering. And I don't fret about that in the sense that I don't think that if God had a reason, surely I'd be the first person he'd let know about it. I don't know what it is, but I can trust that he does.